This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric. Make sure that it's getting out. I'll start over. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today's meeting that is a member or agency of the law enforcement agency, public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Bivens' decisions for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today's meeting that is a member of an agency of a law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to Bivens' decisions for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response for business decisions for a third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, that's it. Okay. The first thing that I want to basically talk about is the pieces of paper you got in front of you. For us to be able to stand up, one of the things that we, there's several things that we need to get accomplished before we stand up. One of them is, hang on here, get back to this, is our website. Okay? So I've been working on this. I don't know if everybody knows, but I am a developer in trade. This is what I do. I've been doing it for 40 years. So I took on the task to actually come up with a new state and county websites. Okay. So that's one of them. The other one is what's in front of you, which is our elections. Because we need to be able to do our elections. So what I, you know, between Denise and me, we drafted up our procedures for doing elections. That's what the one pamphlet is. What I want you guys to go through is to go through that, mark it up, you know, make any changes you think that we need to do, because this is your elections and your deal, okay? So this is not me making up something. We have to start somewhere, so I made something up, okay? So I got something made up. So that's what that is. So we need everybody to go through, look at what we put in there. If it doesn't sound right, or we need to adjust how we're doing our elections or whatever, write it up in there, send out the emails to me or tomorrow, basically, or Michelle. We can all get them. And we'll work on getting the changes in the document before we actually do any kind of voting on the document that this is our legal document, okay? So that's one of the first things, you know, it's one of the things that we need to get done. The website, the elections, we got to get done, and we got to get all of the positions filled that are going to be in the elections. Now, the other form you have is a form if you want to take a position, you know, like one of the positions, like a, you know, a recorder or justice of the peace or whatever position that we have that's opened or you think you can do. That piece of paper is what you would fill out to nominate yourself, okay? That's what that paper is. Now, if that paper is not done or said right, again, it's not legal yet until we actually look it over and say this is how we're going to nominate people, okay? Or we're going to appoint, like say I could fill it out to appoint Michelle for something, right? And then I would then give it to Michelle, and Michelle agrees, and she would sign and say, yes, I'll take that position, right? So, and then what needs to be happened, what we want is to get a little reason why you think you'd be good at the job, that kind of thing. Just a little bio about yourself, whatever. And then some of that stuff, what's going to happen is I'll take like this one here so you can see. This is me. Okay, so basically on the website, we could put your picture on it. It has your name and birthday and gender, if you want to, whatever you want to give out. And then if you see at the bottom of my little thing here, it says bio. This is going to be whatever you put on that paper that says what you're going to do in that job, okay, so that we can put it on there. Now, the reason why we need this on the website, whatever, because once we go to go live, whatever, we have to be public with our officers. And this page is our officers, okay? If you'll notice that I went to there, but let me just go back down here, and I'll drop this down. You'll notice that it has all of the officers that we need. And each officer would have their own thing. Right now, I have them all filled with people. Of these officers, I need to go back and figure out all the rest of them. I'll need to get out another org chart with all of the different positions and people in and make sure that they still want to do those jobs, right? So we need to make sure that we get everything filled, we get it all on the website. So the website is basically our public presence to Nevada, okay? This one right here is Clark County. The other thing that's on this is most important is the calendar. You'll notice that it says county and state. I do have a calendar for both. So when we're doing county ones, like if I go in here, you'll see that the meeting for today, right, is here, right? So at any time, if you didn't get an email or you did and you forgot what it was, whatever, you can go to this calendar because I'm going to keep it updated from now on with all of the meetings, all of the stuff that's going on. And what you can do is look on this meeting. If you click on it, gives you more information about the meeting and what's going to go on, okay? It also tells you where it is, you know, how to get into the links, what time it is, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to put in that. So what I'm trying to do is get people aware, you know, because I'm not getting everybody's email, and I'll be able to contact everybody. So I need a place where everybody can go, and you can tell your friends, tell everybody, hey, if you want to know anything that's going on in Clark County, don't go here. Go to this calendar. You can get all the meetings and whatever you want to show up with one of them, show up. You know what I'm saying? That's the ideal of this whole thing. If I go back here, you know, I've been doing a lot of writing here. And you see the state one here. If you'll notice that this one here was the last meeting that Sue did, okay? So I don't care. I have no qualms about anybody. So if Sue and them give me their meetings, they'll be in the state one, okay? If they have county ones, they need to create their own county. So what I told is that the last meeting that a girl named Mindy, I think her name is, or something like that, wanted to help, you know, write websites or whatever. We need people in every county to do their website. Now, what I'm going to do is all the code and everything that I've wrote here, I'm going to give it to whoever county. It doesn't even have to be in Nevada. If it's in another state and they want it, I'm going to give it to them. Okay? I'm donating my time to the United States. So the deal is that if they want to use anything I wrote here or anything I've done, they're welcome to it. You know what I'm saying? Because the deal is we're not going to get our country back until all of our states and our counties are up and running. Okay, so that's my goal. My goal is to try to get that done. I know it's a lot, but somebody's got to start somewhere. And we don't have in every state and every county, you know, we're part of the model county thing, and that's part of one of our deals is to do a website. And basically, I'm really the only first person really, I think, doing the website. I think there's one other place that actually has started their website too. But the deal is there's nothing out there that you can get. I've looked. There's nothing out there that you can get that will actually give you, you know, some kind of template or something to create a website. Okay? So I basically what I did, and I actually don't have the paper in here, the Model County gave us a diagram of what is the format, because they want it to look more government, right? Then if you remember the other website that Denise was doing, whatever, to me, that website is crap, okay? You go through it, it's all about reading stuff. There's no pictures, there's no nothing that pushes you through to where to go. You know, it's like one of the things that we're working on here, me and Tamara has been working on it. She's been actually helping me a lot on this one. But if you'll notice the self-governance, okay? This one here goes into correcting your status, okay? If you look in here, this is information that Tomorrow's gave me, but it basically is talking about correcting your status, okay? So what we're trying to do is build it, is what we're going to do is, you remember this, the stand-up software that helps us get people recorded and all that? That's going to get built into this. And what it is there's this website, when I get it done, is going to have a full, like a bulletin board where we can do our committees. And anybody can get on there, you register, you'll be able to register on the website. You'll be able to then pick what committees you want to go look at and participate in and be able to talk to each other through the website. Okay? So I'm trying to pull everything together to where, you know, because we don't, all of us don't have a lot of time, and we don't have, you know, between working and family and everything else that's going on, it's tough getting organized with people doing things. Committees is one of them, okay? So we need a place that will actually pull everybody together, and then you can basically get on the committee or get on to the bulletin board, right, for that committee. And if you want to do it at 1 in the morning, you will post 1 in the morning. You want to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning, you do it at 6 o'clock in the morning. You post something. You know what I'm saying? So this way, it's not any certain time limits or certain time that we're going to do something. It's when we're available to do that. Hey, Aaron? But the deal is when I get this software completed, it's going to take some time here. So it's, I mean, because I'm working full-time job too, and I'm trying to do as much as I can. You mean this, what you see right here that I have done, is I've done it within 3 weeks. Okay? So there's a lot here in 3 weeks, and I'm hoping there'll be a lot more in another 3 weeks. So go ahead.
Rocky, you put the link to that site in that next email for your meeting invite, right?
Yes. Yeah, the in the meeting invite, I did put the link to the email to this. Also, I want, because again, this website is yours. Everybody. It's not mine. I'm doing the work. I'm volunteering my time. But what goes on here, you guys got to be okay with it because you guys are representing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if there's something we put in here and it doesn't sound right or it doesn't sound like that's what we need to be representing, then let us know. You know, let Tamara know, let Michelle know or Aaron know that, you know, or me, you know, you can do, there. I put, there's going to be contacts on here too. You know, because on the about thing, there's going to be contacts with everybody's email. You know, you can even go through the deal with officials and you can pick up the officials and they got their email in there. Email us. You know what I'm saying? This, I'm trying to make it more public so that you guys, well, how do I contact this person? Or how do I contact? Just go to the website. There's got to be everything on here you'll need to contact us and to help. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need. We need help, all of us. This is not, you know, the three of us is not the ones and Michelle. We're not the ones that are running this. It's all everybody. So we need everybody's help that we can get. And basically go through the website, look it over, there's whatever you think that we should put something in it, or if there's a way that, you know, because like this part of it here, the self-governance part, is my link into getting more people in, right? Get them to the recording secretaries, get them, you know, it's like if you when you look at this, correcting your status, and you go to the bottom of it, right here, recording secretary or the clerk county coordinator. You just click on that, and it goes straight into, I don't have an email thing like this. It'll go straight to your email client and fill it in for you, and then you just put in whatever you want and send it off to us, okay? So I tried to make it as easy as I could to get people more involved. I mean, I went to the other website, the other Clark County website, and I can tell you, anytime you go to a website, any website, you think about this yourself. If you sit there more than a half a minute to wait for that page to load, you're going somewhere else, right? And you can see this is live. I'm on the internet right now and clicking on this. And you can see how responsive it's been. This is some of the things I've been arguing with certain people on. This has got to be, boom, boom, getting you to where you need to go, okay? So, like I said, I've probably wrote several thousand lines of code already to do this, and I'm going to make sure that is as much as whatever. The other thing that I have here is the public notices. Anytime something comes out, you know, like these are Anna's articles, whatever, any public notices that you see or whatever, I have a web page I can send you to, and if you have a public notice you want to put out there, you just go to this web page, key the stuff in, boom, it shows up on the website. It's that easy. I don't have to get involved, nothing. All I have to do is send you the URL to, you know, key in the, you know, the, basically the notices, right? So if there's any notice that we need, even like for ourselves, you know, like, notice that something we're doing and we need to put it out there in the public, we can put it on here and try to get those notices out, right? And also that's going to help other people, like I said, is if you don't know what's going on, if we get something on the banking or anything like that, it's going to go on notices so that you guys can actually go and look, and you don't have to keep, you know, emailing me or texting me or calling me to say, hey, what's going on? Let's go look in the notices and see what's there. See if there's anything new yet or anything that we're doing. Okay, with a little bit of that said, I'm going to get Aaron a little bit. This first pamphlet here is how we're going to do our elections. We need everybody to go through those and change it, modify it if they think it needs to be. And just to go over it, it's all done in Affinity, so I can give it to any of you guys to do it. The other paper, Aaron, is the election paper. So somebody wants to be nominated or you want to nominate somebody, you fill out that form. Again, that form needs to be read and make sure it's okay. Wording, whatever, you know. So I didn't write it. I'm asking for help, so I started it. But anyway, so that needs to be anything, but any of these papers I've given you today or whatever, we need to go through them and we need to make them ours. Not, what I mean is everybody's, not mine, not any one person. So we need to make sure that as a group, we are agreeing with what we're putting in paper, right? And what this assembly means or stands for. So you want to say anything, Eric? Okay, go ahead.
On the election, you know, the form, we're looking at the beard and manual governments. Can you elaborate on that? Because I've seen it too many times.
You see the what now? Oh, the the fruit of man rule. The fruit of man rule is basically it's a way of saying that each individual, all of us rule. We are number one. We're the ones that's running this government. So that's what a prudent man is. A prudent man is a person that is in control, and that's all of us. Okay? So it's just saying that the prudent man has control, basically. It's just another word of saying that everybody in the assembly is doing it. It's a more of a legal term, right? So we're trying to... Common law, yes. It's a common law thing. It's The deal is, you've got to remember, a lot of these documents that we do and everything, we have to do it under legal or lawful, whatever, which one it is, under lawful terms, so that we need to make sure that we are, you know,
compliant
with somebody from the other government, whatever, trying to come after us, that we've done it in our lawful terms, right? That's why there's certain wording in there. And the deal is, question everything. I'm saying this is not, if anybody has takes anything personal, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't be taking nothing personal. Not every one of us think alike. Not every one of us, you know, emotionally, it's like, you know, like I tell everybody all the time, there's only one person that can make you mad, sad, or anything in the world, and that's yourself. Okay? So don't let this stuff get to you. Don't let it, you know, influence you and whatever. Don't be emotional what's in here. Let's make it correct. And the only way we do that is together. Right? So that's what we're trying to do, is just do this together. And the deal is, I always have a saying too, two heads are better than one, because, you know, I can't think of everything and nobody else can either. And that's why we need everybody. We need everybody to pitch in and help. And that's what that's for. So, Aaron, do you have anything to say with this? Or
this?
Is there anything so far? Or?
Okay.
Website?
What's that? What's good?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, website. I think I sent it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Which is good. Go ahead.
Try this now. But do you have common law sources that we can study? So we can be more informed. Maybe another document.
I can send you links to what Anna says we should be reading as far as common law. You got to remember that it's not just common law, American common law.
Yes.
Okay. America, because there's British common law.
Yeah.
There's all other kinds of common law, but that isn't us. We are American common law. Okay. So even some of the other books that things that I'm going to give you to read about that, I think probably in the next thing, the next deal that I send out or whatever is going to have the links to all of that, because I'm trying to work on the court, because the deal is, you know, it's just like with any house. If you don't build a foundation on the house is going to crumble, right? So we need to build our foundation. Our foundation is our jury assembly, is our courts, okay? Until we can get that up, I don't know if you guys seen the last thing from Ohio, but they just went through a court case and they nullified a lawsuit that they de facto did, and they won.
They won.
Do
you have their process?
I'm going to try to get that stuff from her or whatever, but the deal is they finally nullified. It was a case that they've been running for a while about child support, and there's a law that they made that the child support service has control of your kids. They nullified that. And they won. And the people got their kids back. So the deal is we're having wins, we're having good, you know, responses, you know, over the country here. The deal is we gotta share, you know, and we have to try to get that information so we can use it too. But that's the reason we need our courts. I mean, for us to do a case and to get something nullified that we don't like that Nevada's doing, what do we gotta do? We gotta run through our courts. So we have to have the people. I don't know if there's somebody. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on in. I have a question about the arts to that court case.
Uh-huh.
Did they actually utilize the our side, or were they dealing with the statutes and codes on?
It was our courts. Their courts in Ohio, the assembly courts. And what they did is they sued them to nullify this to them. I don't know how they responded or whatever, but whatever happened on the end of it is that we won. So the deal is that's what we have to do. We have to run them through our courts. We're not winning in their courts. I can tell you, it's, you know, the statistics in theirs is 98%. You're going to lose in their courts. It's only if the judge likes you that you're going to win. Okay? It has nothing to do with law on their side. So we need to get them through our courts. And that's the whole point. So basically, like I said, there's several different things that we have to do. We have to get our court procedures up and running. There's a bunch of papers here that I want you guys to take that are papers that Greg created about. It was the ones that we went over in the last meeting on how to fill out some of the reports that we need to do. These, I printed them out so you can take them home, you can look through them, so you can, and then write on them if you want. You know what I'm saying? This is, the deal is that I know a lot of people don't have time getting on the internet or downloading stuff and reading through them. It's just a lot. A lot of times, it's like me, if I have a piece of paper in front of me I can write on or I can look at, it's easier. So I printed out a bunch of them so that we can go through them. But we need to get our court procedures, our court documents, our, you know, everything in the General Assembly that we need to do, we need to get basically all of our documents. We need to get them done. I've been working on tons and tons of documents. I mean, if you see these ones, these are all the ones I just gave you, or all ones I just done the last week. You know, I'm not only am I doing a website and trying to get everybody together, I'm trying to get our documents because I'm trying to get us stood up. And to get us stood up, we need these pieces. And everybody that can get in and help, the better it's going to be. And you send those out if you want. But but anyway, the deal is I'm going to try everything I can to get the information to you guys so that we all understand what it is that we need to do. But even though I'm doing these documents and I'm getting them, you know, I'm starting them, we all need to finish them. And we all need to put this together in ourselves and say, this is how we want to run our court. This is how we want them to fill this kind of paper. This is what the paper needs to say on it. You know, and it needs to be in lawful terms. You know what I'm saying? Is whatever we put on it. You know, it's just like on one of the papers, it says an affidavit, you know, something like an affidavit. Anyway, but it's basically our terms of, you know, because we don't swear to nothing, okay? That isn't what we do as, you know, Americans. We don't swear, we don't say God, you know, in God we trust, or we don't say, you know, like, put your hand on the Bible and swear to whatever, you know. We're not guilty or not guilty, right? We either didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? We don't use those terms that they use. Because that basically when you're using those terms, there is no way out of, you know, because even if you say I'm not guilty, you're still in the process. You're still stuck in that system, and now they're going to tell you if you're guilty or not. In our courts, you're innocent before you even start. Now it's up to whoever it is to prove that you did something in our courts, right? And that's the reason why I'm trying to go through our courts and do our stuff is to give you the process because, you know, one of the next things that we're going to go through is how a jury handles the case, right? Because it's the jury is the one that decides on what happens, okay? And as far as they're concerned, whoever's sitting on the table at the other end, they're all innocent. Now, you've got to convince the jury, and they're going to ask a lot of questions, you know, and that's what their job is to figure out what is the truth, right? And then once they figure out whatever the truth is and whatever, then they'll come down with a sentence. Our justice of the peace doesn't do anything to make sure that the court is peaceful, it's run the way it's supposed to be ran, and that's it. They don't make any judgments. When you have one man making a or woman making a judgment, that isn't what we're all about. You know, it states that you're tried by your peers. Where your peers are the jury. They're the ones to determine what's going to go on in that court. It's the same thing as when we, you know, go against the de facto or whatever, they're going against our juries. You know what I'm saying? And our jury's going to determine what was true and what was false. And that's the deal is we got to be biased. We got to be not, you know, using our emotions to how we look at cases. You know, it's like when we were doing the last court one that I was doing, and, you know, like Michelle brought it up, is the way it was wrote is for you to really think, you know, what really did happen. You know, we had a dog that ran across the street and attacked a guy, and he beat him off with a whatever, but nobody said, was the guy in a wheelchair? I mean, these are questions you need to ask. Is, you know, was the guy handicapped, or was the person that owned the dog do something wrong? I mean, these are questions that a jury would ask to try to find out what is the real liability here. You know, who is really involved? You know, it's like what I brought up. It's like when you talk about slander. You know, somebody goes to a bar and he says something bad about you or her. That isn't slander. I can say what it's a free speech. You know, this is free speech. I can say what I want about anything. Now, when I say something and you lose money or you lose family members or you lose something, remember, everything that we have, there's got to be some trespass, something that you have lost or you've been damaged. Somebody calling you names is not damaging you. That's just them with a loose mouth that should be shut up. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't give you the right to sue them or go after them, right? Now, if they're doing that, like say if you're a trucking company and they're going telling all the other companies or whatever, you're doing this and whatever, and you're losing business, you can go after them because you've now been trespassed on. You've been damaged in some way, you know, because it's hurting your business because of what they're doing, right? So that kind of slander, yes. Let's go, you know, let's take it to court. You know, let's settle it in by the jury. Let the jury decide who's wrong on that or who's right. You know what I mean? So I know a lot of people don't want to hear about the courts or don't want to sit into the meetings for the courts or whatever, but until we get this done and we get it established on what we're going to do, we're not standing up. You know, I'm not going to put us all out there with a de facto when we're not ready. And right now we're not ready. You know what I'm saying? When I feel, you know, and Aaron, we'll talk it in tomorrow. When we'll talk about it. And when we decide that we think that we're ready, we'll do it. Right now it's not the time. We can't push it. We have to do the work. You know, this is a job. You know, I hate to use the word job too, because it's really we're volunteering. Every one of us are volunteering to do this. It's like me with the website, I'm volunteering my time. I've already spent thousands of hours. And, you know, and I spend a lot of money. You know, it's basically this website and the email servers and everything, right? It's cost me probably $800 already to get all this set up as far as hardware size. Okay? So, but the deal is we need this. To get stood up, we need this out there. We need our state to be out there and represented somewhere. And we do it by websites, by papers that we put out, by our elections, you know, our courts. All of these things. Does anybody have any questions at this point? I don't like to lecture people, so it's...
I have a question. Do you consider because of this admission, the American Trump law and also the American Advocacy law and the American Maritime law, have you seen any of the books in regards to those?
I can get you links to those, okay. The ones that Anna's talking about.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get them together. That's why I said in probably the next meeting, whatever, we'll go more involved in that. The deal is we got to get, you know, together basically and figure out all the stuff that we need to read or not read, you know, stuff we have to follow, right? American common law is one of them. That's one of the things that we have to, our courts have to go through. Now, the model county is actually have some stuff that they want us to do about that kind of stuff. And probably the next meeting, whatever, Denise really wants to bring it up. And, you know, because she's working with the model county. So she gets all the stuff and she tries to get it to me. So we actually really need to go through that stuff because it has to do with our lawful side. And we need to actually do that. You know, as much as we don't like that. The deal is we got to do it in a peaceful way, and to do it where everybody understands what we are doing, okay? And, you know, it's what's happened to me in the last 2 weeks or whatever is basically changed my focus on things. You know, it's I've been having a hard time focusing on a few things getting forward, and that's because of stuff in the past. And that's the reason why I want to stop all that, because my focus needs to be helping everybody here, you know, along with Aaron and Tamara, in moving forward. Okay, and I don't want to, I basically told everybody that's trying to steer my focus away that I'm not talking to them about any of this anymore. And else it's about moving forward, I don't want to hear it. Okay? I mean, you can send an email to me, it's going to come to me, and it's going to go in the trash. Because that's not who we are. We are all brothers and sisters in this. We are all, you know, tied together. You know, we're all God's family. And we need to act like that.
One more question.
Go ahead. I love the questions.
In regards to the old project that you had previously established, mm-hmm. is that still available? Because I do have a form about that. Because when you do enter information in, let's say the oversight committee, mm-hmm. and then the next thing you know, it disappeared. So I wonder if it is secured for any information that any committee that actually considered in there is safe or secure, that it will not be removed.
In this website that I'm building, when I talked to you, I talked about doing the committees and doing a kind of like a bulletin board, and you know, all based on committees, is what I'm building. You'll be able to put stuff in there. Nobody will be able to delete it. Okay. So if you don't want something in there, and you don't want somebody to read it, don't put it in, because you're not going to be able to get it out. Okay. The deal is our records are what we do and what we say, and the deal is, you know, we have to honor all of that and make sure, you know, that we're, you know, saying the right things. So, you know, if somebody comes to me and says, hey, can you remove this post? And no, that ain't going to get removed. I'm sorry. The deal is my answer to you is don't say it. You know, it's the deal is what we got to think about. Everybody has to think about this, is when we say something right away in something, in anger, you always say something you regret. Not always, but most of the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the words always, forever, you know, because those are not true either. But the deal is most of the time we'll say something that we didn't mean it to say that way because we didn't think about it. Okay? So we need to start thinking about what we're saying, what we're doing, how we're helping people, you know what I mean, so that everybody has the right deals about something. The deal is like, you know, everybody, like you guys can say anything you want to me. I always try to look at everything for positive first. You know, it's like a lot of people say, well, did you get the meaning out of this? And I said, well, that could be mapped a lot of ways, but this, I'm taking it this way because I want it to be something nice. You know what I'm saying? The deal is if I'm always worrying that somebody's attacking me or whatever, I mean, you can attack me all you want, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? The deal is I'm not going to, like I said, there's only one person that can make me mad at or whatever, and you guys are not doing it. Nobody. Nobody in this world. I've had some good people try. You know what I'm saying? So, you take like my first wife. She was good at it.
Another question. In regards to the website, is it possible for us to actually record any important documentation or documents on our website, or can you possibly integrate a space in there for us to record any documents? Is this like a recording?
Depends on what you mean by recording. Okay.
All of our information documents are recorded on there. Mm-hmm. Like the one in Ohio, we need the pharmacist. They opened up a, what is it, a living law firm.
So they can record any documents that you want in there and have it published. So my question for you, kind of relates to that, is we can open up a website to utilize any documents for us. Let's say a mortgage deed. Can we record it on there to publish? So if they're searching for it, then these are documents that are being recorded legally, is what I'm saying. To utilize.
But do you want those in the public, though, or? I'm thinking you don't.
I'm just saying, you know, we can, like you said, yes. Once the information is in there, it's like utilizing the blockchain.
Okay. Let me tell you something else I've already created a long time ago for the assembly. Is I created a file server to handle files like this, okay? Aaron has access to it. Certain people, you know, that's doing like recording secretaries will have access to it to put all their documents on. So when you scan them, even though you put them on the LRO, we can't count on the LRO being there forever, okay? So I created this file server, and each person, you know, that depends on what your deal is, I will give you a space on there to put all your documents, okay? They will be on there forever. Okay, I don't delete anything off that file server. So I even have all the meetings since 2021 or two of the state on there. That's history. That's our history. And the deal is like I said, is like if you don't want to say something or you want whatever, we need to keep our history. And that file server that I created is our history. So even like when we did the fluoride testing and all the documents are on there. Everything that we've done, you know, I put everything on there. I even have all Anna's Thursday night calls. I have all Anna's Monday night calls on there. You know what I'm saying? I put as much as I can. I created, basically it has 8 terabytes of space. It's got enough for us to go for a while. And if it runs out, I can upgrade it to 100 terabytes. I just, you know, I figured 8 at the time because of what we're doing. It's going to take us 5 years to fill it up. You know what I'm saying? So, like, any, you know, recording stuff that you do, like recording secretaries and whatever, you know, I need to get you set up on there so that you can go and just copy them up there. You know, it'll be under your name and under your recording secretary deal. I'll give you a special folder. You put all your files in there. You know, I did all Craig's are on there.
Yeah. Maybe mortgage deeds, you know, certain documents like that, marriage license and divorce license.
What's the, okay, another?
For others, eventually
there's going to be something, you know, it's just like you're talking about de facto does. It's like you can go search somebody's marriage license or whatever. And eventually we'll get to that. We're not there. You know, saying you're talking a lot of actually man hours to build the systems to do that. You know, and I mean, you can see on the website and how much time I put into it. You know, I put in at least 4 hours a day, you know, for the last 3 weeks.
But it's a possibility.
It's a possibility. No, the deal is, remember, this is your government. Everybody's going to come up with something that we need to do, whatever. We're all going to vote on it, and we're going to work on it, right? So the deal is our first step is to work on getting this stood up. Right? And then we can start working on these other things as we get more people involved. Right? So it's, you know, it's like with any house or anything, you start at the foundation, you start building until you get the house done. You know what I'm saying? The same thing here. We're starting at the base of this government until we get it built up, until we get it done. Right? And then once we're never going to be done. You know, say like people think, well, we're going to be done. You're never going to be done. We're always going to have something that's going to come up, something that we got to work on. You know, but the deal is we got enough people, you know, in the assembly itself, and if we can get more and more every day, you know, we'll have more people to do this. You know, and especially when the money gets released to all the people, talking about that, there was basically Anna talked about in the last Thursday meeting that they're having issues with wording based on the de facto thing and what we do, okay? So, like, if you had, if you talk, like, they were talking about Jubilee. Like, we talk about Jubilee. That means wipe everything out. You don't owe anybody nothing. You start from zero and you start going, right? Well, for them, what it means is when you do Chapter 7 bankruptcy, that's your Jubilee. That is an Ojibwe. Because what the deal is you don't get anything from it. The deal is you keep, you know, when you, a real Jubilee, you keep whatever you have right now, you just, all your debts and everything are gone, and you start over, right? And start to do your best to do right again, going up, right? And that's everybody, not one person. You know, you do a bankruptcy or whatever. So what they're doing is they're having an issue of terms like that with the banking. And this is the last step to get it up and running so we get our money, okay? You know, there was three major steps. This is the last one. And once they get it done, that's why they said, I think it was, and it says we'll get it done before October. But October's a long ways. But the deal is, as you look at it, October's coming quick. You know, we're already at the end of June. We're running into July here in a couple of days, right? So it may go faster or whatever, but I actually sent an email today to Hunter trying to get any more information I can get from him on where things are at. You know, like I said, anytime I get any information, you guys will get it. You know, I try my best to talk to the right people. You know, and I know if you guys know too, I think it was Hunter that is in the hospital now. And that kind of set some things back to him. He had a couple bad falls, hurt his shoulder and stuff. He's in rehab right now. So, and he's the one that's dealing with the banking part of it. So he does have other people working with him doing it, but he is the head of that, you know, section of doing it. So, I mean, there's been so many things that's run into it. And, you know, it's just like Anna says, if you can pay your bills, pay them, it's going to come. It's just a matter of time. We don't know when. If I can get the information so I give you more of an idea, I will. You know, and same thing with Aaron and tomorrow. They find out anything too. I've heard things from other people that sent me stuff about Hunter and all this. And you know, it's just the de facto does this a lot. They try to discredit us, you know, to get people to not follow us or not believe what we're saying. So we have to use our discernment on a lot of that stuff, and just keep doing what we need to do here. You know, is get this thing going.
One more.
Keep going.
Can you actually clarify now the leaders that we're actually looking at? Because in the past, there was so many confusion. There were different people that actually came on board for this particular committee. So what we're seeing here, like Tamara is the co-coordinator with you, right? And Aaron, we're familiar with Aaron. So, mm-hmm. And Michelle is the treasurer or...
She's two roles.
Okay.
She's the county coordinator and treasurer.
Okay. So and who's in the banking committee? Herself and
I can't be in anything, but okay. You know, coordinators, because anything that has to be that would be a citizen type job, we can't be in it because we're federation. Huh?
I'm recording secretary too.
Right. And if we
anymore,
we go to here. We go to here. We look. Recording secretaries.
Yeah. So you have
Aaron, Michelle, Tamara. She's going to be one here soon too. So again, like we've had questions about people going like, who is the recording secretaries, or who is the coordinators, or who is, you know, in this job or whatever. I'm going to try to bring all that stuff into this website so you can just go look there, and then they'll have their contact on there if you want to contact them, right? Because we don't know. The deal is there's nothing that we can go to or ask or somebody. I don't even have a list of everything, and I'm trying to get it myself. So as I get this information, you know, we need to get it up here on the website and stuff so people understand what's going on, right? Everybody has those questions. I get those questions a lot. Well, who's the banking committee or who's on this? I mean, we have the org chart, but it's getting old now. And we got to redo it again. And the deal is if I can use this website as our org chart to show you like who is in what, you can go to it. And then I can do the, you know, the committees on here as like a bulletin board. And you'll know who's in those because you just can go log into there and go look and go ask people questions, right? I can't keep track of everything. And all I can do is try to organize it and try to give you the tools to do the jobs, you know, to do the committees and the stuff. I hate the word job, but you have a question or go ahead.
There's kind of integrating what you're saying. There's someone who's going to prepare an analysis about what things would look like if these assemblies had been able to start from the very beginning or continue from the very beginning, and then what would kind of be generated into, so people can kind of see kind of how things have kind of slow degeneration, or maybe fast degeneration.
Yeah.
Say, for example, the assemblies were fairly turbulent in 1912. So then the impact that's had on all of us, and no one really understands it. We just keep farming or whatever your occupation is, and you know you're being effective, and it's kind of like the wizard behind the curtain is doing this job and pulling these strings. You know, off my point, bankrupt, well, because the Federal Reserve is 1912. And so that kind of thing, anyway, I'd be interested in working on something like that, just to help people kind of get a better handle on what this form of government is going to do, the real form of government is going to do, and circumvent a lot of all the evil that's been going on, because no one really knew what the real form of government was supposed to be in the first place.
Right. Yeah. Well, you got to remember, back when our founding fathers created this whole thing, not everybody knew. There was only 10% of the people that actually were helping running this.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, because we were still in fight with the Brits over our country, right? They wasn't stopping. So they continued to try to break us down, and people didn't understand who was what. That's the reason why when I went to school, there was two classes you took, American history and American government. American government is what we have now. American history was us. They took that out of the school because they don't want you to know about who we really are. We're trying to rebuild that American history back, okay? So it degraded really fast, you know, within 10 years. I mean, we pretty much lost our country, you know, at that point. You know, we were hanging on by the deal, but the people, our founding fathers and all that, you know, it's like the Blanchards, which is part of Anna, you know, her husband is Blanchards, right? They were running and hiding because they were trying to kill them all off because they were the last of the, you know, surviving people that owned the United States. You know, they didn't do anything about this. And they were trying to get rid of them to erase all history. So it was lucky that they were still able to be around and, you know, hide. They were moving every 6 months somewhere, you know, to go to another place, you know, find another place to live. You know, and if they found them, they'd move again. The deal is now that we know what they're doing and what they have done, we have a better insight to keeping this going than they did back then. And that's the whole point is that if we stick together, we can do this. And we, you know, what are our biggest goals is, that's the reason why we did the homeschool, you know, and we did the, you know, trying to get kids involved, right? The deal is, if we can get this back into our schools and we start teaching our kids what our government really is and who we are, and teach them, they're the next ones that's going to come up and do this. And this is what we went through to get it, and this is what we went through when we lost it, and this is what you need to do to keep it. You know, Zach? Michelle?
Yeah, just your information. You know, I use Kindle. You don't have to have a Kindle to have a Kindle app. And you can go on Amazon, and they have books that are out of print that you can borrow and read the real American history.
Right.
And some of it, I mean, I love history, so to me it's fascinating. So you don't have to look for a book to purchase. You can go in there and get this information.
Even if you could buy them, you wouldn't be able to afford them. Exactly. And the deal is something like that is a better way to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I've been lucky because my ancestors came here in the 1890s, okay? And we talk about everything. So I learned a lot of this stuff when I was a kid. You know, it's been handed down through our generations, been taught, tell us what went on in their life. It's like my grandfather. They came from Oklahoma in a covered wagon to California. You know, you think about that. So it took them 3 months in a covered wagon. So I have a lot of history that I know and I've really been raised with. And I know a lot of the stuff that changed, you know, because I was born and raised in California. We had a ranch in Paris, California. And I was 12, and I used to drive down to the feed store and all that to get all the food for our animals and all that kind of stuff and drive home. I got pulled over several times, yes, because I'm 12, you know. And back then, the peacekeepers are what they're supposed to be is what they did, okay? So the cop pulls me over and asks me what I was doing. He's seen all the food and everything I told him. And I said, you know, my grandpa sent me down there. You know, they had everything ready. I just threw it all in the car and I'm bringing it back home. And he goes, do you mind if I follow you home? I said, no, I don't mind. He followed me home and I turned off into the, you know, because he knew my grandfather because that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? So he followed me and when I turned off, he just kept on going. He waved and he went on. That's what they're supposed to do. And that's what I used to remember, and that's how we used to be. We have lost that. We got to get back to that. That's what our sheriffs, our deputies, all of that, that's what they're supposed to be doing. And that's the reason why when I started off the court thing in the last meeting is I'm calling our peacekeeping services because that's what it is. It starts from the sheriff and the deputies and whatever. When you have a dispute, you call them. And then what they do is they try to solve it. That's what their job is. They're peacekeeping, right? They're trying to keep the peace between the people. And the way you do that is to solve things like that. You know, it's like my grandpa would be drunk. And I've had the cop come to our door and bring my grandpa to the door. And the cop would tell me, you know, his car is down there. And I said, well, can you take me to get it? And he goes, yeah. So I'd get in the cop car. He took me there to go get the car. I was 12. He took me to go get the car. But he brought him home because he was too drunk to drive. Didn't give him a ticket. Didn't give him anything else. Just brought him home, done, put him to bed. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to get back to. Okay? That is our government. That is who we are. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to bring up my son's state national owner. So that's learned a lot of the common law. He's fighting a lot of different things there. But it's like he's battling the town right now. Or they're trying to like nail him because he won't get the shots for his daughter. So they're trying to keep giving him all kinds of hands. These cops go by his house. I mean, they just throw rants for not getting shots for his daughter because he wants to take care of his daughter.
Right. Well, he should, though. It's his property.
He's fighting tooth and nail.
Yeah.
I know he's got the rest.
But see, again, that's another case. If we had our courts up, we can take each one of those officers to court. And we can prosecute them. But that's what we have to do. This is where we got to start. I mean, I'm trying to bring you guys all of the information that we knew to get this thing standing up. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but in the long run, it's going to be worth it. You know, if we can stop this kind of stuff and teach these guys that this is not what they're supposed to be doing. Right? Yeah. Michelle?
I've seen such a change since Craig's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was Craig and I, Mark and Sue, pretty much, and we had discussions about what is a coordinator at that time and at this time. I mean, so many more people have stepped up, but still, the coordinators are doing more of the work. And that's why we keep putting it out that we need people to step up so that you can give the information and they can step up and do the research and hand it out and help everyone.
Right.
So I'm just so thrilled to see that so many more people have stepped up and doing that so that eventually you guys can actually coordinate.
Right.
But,
yeah, because if you look at the word coordinator, it means basically organizing and getting people together and getting people the things that they need to do something, right? So you're basically like a coach, you know, in a game. Coach don't do anything but try to get all the players in there doing the right things and doing whatever. That's what a coordinator is. But again, is you know, even Craig did this too, is because if he can't get the people, you know, because a lot of people won't do something if they don't understand what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So they won't get involved if they don't understand the materials or whatever needs to be happen, and they're not sure they can do it. I did that. I mean, I've been in this since 2021, you know, and I've been working with Craig, you know, Ben, Craig, and Michelle, you know, did our paperwork almost like the same week, you know. So that's how I met them, and, you know, we've been friends since then, and we've been organizing and learning all this stuff, but I've been going to all the state meetings and whatever, and it got to a point to where it was this repetition of the same old stuff over and over again. Nobody learning nothing. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep poking stuff at you guys and hope you guys learn it and hope you guys can help. And, you know, if I have to spend more time doing it, you know, to get the right stuff out there, I'm going to do it. And, you know, tomorrow is the same way, and so is Aaron. Aaron's been done, he's done a lot in litigation stuff and recording secretary. I mean, you know, you got to thank these people that are helping us. Yeah, you know, each and every one of us that puts one finger into anything is precious. You know, that's the way I look at it.
And I'm still writing emails. Mm-hmm. I'm still some computer builder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have gone through Craig's mm-hmm. laptop mm-hmm. this week. You know, using the search like I was told to do. Mm-hmm. I cannot find any of the recordings on that, so it must be on the desktop.
Could be, yeah.
So I will figure that out next.
Yeah.
But I may.
Those we'll make new ones if we can. You know, it's like the whole thing is I can find training, I can find things that we need to do. I can come up, you know, because I was in all the meetings with Craig and all that, so I understand what he did. And, you know, it's the deal is between all of us, we'll come up with how to train everybody and how to get this government up and running. Go ahead.
Well, it's just a personal observation. I believe when we came in and that there was some interruption for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to touch that. I just wanted to see now, whoever's on the committee, can we contact those people and then come together? Like we volunteer for a certain committee?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still standing?
Well, that's something I need to get doing.
Okay.
Once I got the letter back from Anna saying that I am a coordinator and they accepted me, you know, and as a coordinator, now I have a little bit more control over trying to get that information and trying to get things moving. You know, because if, you know, just like on the last meeting that Mindy brought up, that why don't me and a few of us are on those meetings and the, you know, the civil, I would be on them. If I could, they don't let me. You know what I'm saying? I don't get the emails. I don't get any contact from her. I try contacting her. I get nothing back. No response to any of my emails. Okay? So we have to try, all of us try together to try to pull this together. Like I said, I have no, you know, I don't like to use the word hate. Hate is a bad word. It's like a, to me, it's strong, you know what I'm saying? But I don't dislike anybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, I go by what's in somebody's heart and what they do, their actions, okay? And to me is if I don't think your heart's in the right place and I don't think your actions are honorable, then I'm going to pull away from you, okay? I'm not going to say anything bad about you or nothing because it's not to me to say that. You know, it's up to you to show people who you are.
Okay.
Right.
Who has the double sign sheets for our meetings that we've done even last year? Can we maybe go through those sign sheets and like Fita said, just to help Rocky, because we need to get that chart done. We need to get the committees done. So if we can get some of those sign sheets back, I mean, I can go through and call people and just go over it again and fill it up so we can start going with the committees.
Right.
But I think that I need to get a hold of also from last year, from the people, and see, you know, if they can come back and get involved and get the committees filled up, and that will help you with the chart. So,
you would laugh because when I just take a stab at those papers while I'm watching TV or listening to music, and I'm dividing them up, and I have a stack of reminders on
Rebecca said, I'm just going to email to everyone, and you know what I mean, and then ask them so to get back, just like this gentleman, back on our email. Let's make sure we have everyone's correct information and get that filled up, so, and then we can put on the website. Again, something that will be where we can get that filled down.
It's, if it wasn't for Aaron, I wouldn't have what I have, you know, as far as trying to get people together. Aaron's been a really good help, you know, in trying to get that organized, you know, and getting us back up and running. And now there's nobody can say that that I shouldn't have the information, because that's like saying the coordinator shouldn't have the information, so that means every coordinator shouldn't have it either. You know what I mean? So now at this point, you know, I am basically able to have whatever it is that we need to get this going. Okay, so, and I'm gonna push that, whatever I can. We need to get. That's the reason why Tamara stood up, and you know, as a coordinator too, is she's been a help for me, doing a lot of stuff, and we need that help. You know, it's anybody wants to stand up and help in different ways, and yeah, please stand up. I'm not gonna say this now. Me and you'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I just don't like bringing up bad things.
I think he has a good idea.
Okay.
Go ahead, Michael. I was just saying that I think we should just collect everybody's information and put an email instead of like going to a physical video. Just gotta send it to everybody, you know, what responding that kind of second.
Yes. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a better idea.
But what I did is I set up an email that's coordinator at the Nevada Assembly gov.land. Okay. And basically Michelle and Tamara and me are on that email. Okay. So if you send, you know, if you know people or you know anything, send it to that email. All of us are looking at it. The same thing with recording secretaries. I have an email that's recording secretaries at the Nevada Assembly gov.land. Aaron, Michelle, Tamara is all on that one. Okay, what I'm trying to do is come up with email list, and I'm going to put those on the website, all of the list of all of the different emails, right? And what's going to happen is, like, somebody comes into the recording secretary email, one of them is going to pick up that and then say, I'm going to take care of it, and then they're going to go to their, you know, it's like it's Aaron Lucy at the Nevada Assembly gov.land. So then he would start working on it within his private, okay? And same thing with Tamara's got one, same thing Michelle's got one, and I got one, right? So what we're doing is trying to, you know, one of the things that I've heard, and I don't know if this is true or whatever, but what I heard is people is emailed a coordinator or try to email a recording secretary and get no response, or get a response 3 weeks later. I want that to stop, okay? So what I want, that's the reason why I said, is I created these certain email addresses that there's more than one person on it, because there could be somebody like Aaron goes on vacation, right? He goes on vacation, we still got to take care of people. So then Tamara could take care of it, or Michelle could take care of it, right? And the same thing is if somebody contacts the coordinator. I can look at it, Tamara can look at it, one of us is going to respond to you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the ideal of doing a, you know, like a central email that there's more than one person on it. In case somebody does go on a vacation or gets hurt or in the hospital or whatever, whatever the deal is, that we still can be able to contact people. And the deal is I'm hearing a lot of people that are trying to get, you know, recorded and everything, and they're not getting the right information, or they're not getting into the right people, right? And they're saying, well, if this is the way you guys are, I'm not doing this. Well, we don't need that either. You know what I'm saying? We need to get as many people back here on the land as possible, and as easy as possible, and as fast as possible, right? So, like, if you guys have any ideas of trying to make this better, or whatever, yeah, email us. You know, the coordinators, the recording secretaries, or whoever, you know, who's ever involved in what you're trying to help. Get us an email so that we can work on it. Like I said, we don't know everything. And there could be other things out there. I mean, every one of you guys are bright and smart, and you've dealt with things that we haven't, probably. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So all of that together, we pull it together, and we got a good team. And I think right now we do have a good team of people that's been working on this. P2?
Yeah, I think I'd like to affirm my position now, because there was an interruption a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to actually continue being the oversight committee,
mm-hmm.
being on that committee,
okay.
because of confusions that happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's another confusion on what the oversight committee really is. An oversight committee is not a court, okay?
Right.
Okay. No, I understand that, but what I'm trying to explain, like, we have to go through each position that we need to get filled and understand what they do. Okay, the oversight committee is looking over all of the other committees and over the coordinators, over, you know, each one of us, and looking to see if we're doing the right things. Okay, if they feel that we're either not or we could do something better, you bring it up to everybody. It's everybody that makes the decision on what happens to them. It's not the oversight committee. The oversight committee is just oversighting everything.
No, the reason why I brought
it. But yeah, you are.
Yeah. I just wanted to work on the process, what the course of the meeting is, that affects the overall.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So it's not to put a damp on someone from each.
I understand.
So.
No, I understand. But the deal is when we build these committees, like we do the oversight committee, we do the recording secretary committees, we do the, you know, the sheriff committees, we do all of these ones that we're doing, those committees need to come up with their own documentation, okay? I'm not writing your documentation, and nobody else is. The committee needs to come up with what your rules are, how you do things, right? And then you enforce those in your committee. That has nothing to do with the assembly. And it's nothing the assembly is going to bring up in the deal and telling you how to do it, all right? So anybody that wants to step up, like you want to be the chair and the oversight, thank you. Now what we need, now what we need is you to come up with how you're going to get the oversight committee working. The same thing with how Aaron does with the recording secretary. He's the one that's training people and getting people involved, and he's got his rules and the way that we need to do things. And there is certain things based on the way that we need to do them. We have to do them in certain ways. You know what I'm saying? So that those people, like he's the chair of that, he's the one that's going to come up with and talk to the rest of the people, like recording secretaries, and come up with all the rules, all the paperwork we need to get done, everything he has, you know, how you do it, how you do the process. That's between them. I'm not getting involved in that. You know what I'm saying? That's all what they do. Right.
And just so people know, like with recording secretaries, like we meet up every week. So we're very involved in our classes. Our meetings is 2-3 hours every week. And just so you know, a little outside, we meet up with different states. So Mondays and Sundays when we meet up, it's also about 2-3 hours. So when you do volunteer, just remember, you're going to put hours in. And it's something that we have to do right now. So if you have something that puts your passion in, choose something that you're passionate about and truly, you know, put your hours in, because we all have to do it. And I don't think people understand still that we keep talking. I mean, Walk does so much, and this is what we're adding now. It's about the website, which Walk also talked about. So it's going to be easier for you guys to explain also what's an ASN, what's an AC, why should I do it, and what does it mean, what other steps can I do, how can I be involved, you know what I mean? So we want to make it very simple on the website so anyone can understand what it is.
there's a lot of websites out there, but it's too complicated with the wording and everything. So I'm going to make it as easy as it can be so people, so you don't have to put all your hours in trying to explain. Just get the website, and so it's going to be really easy for people to understand. Or even with the recorded secretaries, I mean, there's so much involved because, you know, it is legal paperwork that we're doing. So it's not like 1, 2, 3, here we go. And anytime they need any help, Aaron is our main guy. You know, he knows our answer. So, and then due to him, you know, reporting secretaries, it's amazing how much we learn. But I think people need to understand he gives up so much time for us to understand and learn. So it's really, it's a lot involved. It's not just easy to be... just to do the forms, since we have to understand all the forms that we do. It's not just signing, because people think, oh, I get called sometimes, oh, can you just do this, do that? No, and these forms are legal. So when we put our names on it, it's just like, you know, de facto, these are legal paperwork. So, I mean, we have to explain to everyone what it means. So it's a lot more bold than just putting a signature and a stamp. But certain steps, I mean, I'm not going to put in the website, because I may be, it's always better to talk to a recording secretary or a coordinator to get things done when you do have, you know, friends and family that want to be part of it. But it's going to be all on the website, so it's going to be easy for you. And then you're going to see certain steps, and if they want to have more detail, that's when they can also, you know, talk to us. Go ahead.
So it's legal based on American common law. That's what derives from, correct?
Yeah. Just thinking though, like that, because essentially you're building your case for yourself and your legal status. So that change of going from something less than your birthright to basically back to birthright. So it really reinforces that across the board and rebuts every presumption they have on you and your estate. So previously you understand that. So it's like having your own legal case about you coming back to your birthright. And so it's pretty simple, really. It's just, yeah, it just takes a bit. It's just once you click over and understand it all, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I work with the other states, so what we're working on right now is to have every state, all 50 states, the exact same paperwork. So nobody's going to have, you know, writing or anything. It's going to be really awesome. It's going to be it's so user-friendly. It's awesome. But everybody will have the same paperwork in all the states, so we know exactly what we're talking about.
That's why it's good to be in litigation. The recording sector should be in litigation rules as well, because that's kind of works hand in hand again.
Everybody's got to remember, this is, you know, when you record yourself, whatever, that's all legal papers that, you know, basically that you can use against their court. And the deal is you don't take that lightly. It's like if you go to a notary, right? All they're notarizing is that that's you signing that paper. They don't know if that paper's right. Okay, we are making sure that you're signing and you understand what it is that you're signing before we even put our paper, our signatures on it, right? Because if you don't know what you're signing, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to make sure that the paperwork that you're signing is legal, you're lawful, whatever. Okay, we got to make sure that you're not going to get in trouble by signing these pieces of paper, right? And that we are protecting you. And your assets and your property and everything else. And the deal is you just can't just go sign papers and, you know, you got to make sure that, yeah, you got two witnesses. Yeah, you did know them for 7 years. Yeah, we have proof of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is your birth certificate. And, yeah, we have a picture of you proving that that is you, the birth certificate, right? So there's different steps that you have to go through to prove that you are that person before we can, you know, legally say that we're going to sign these pieces of paper saying this is you, and now you are on the land now, right?
Standing in honor.
Okay, you got to stand in honor, and this is what we're proving to do that. So their job is not easy, the recorder secretary. They have to validate all this stuff before they do this work, right? It's not just signing papers. Like, people think you just go print the papers out, sign them, and you're done. No, it's not that easy. Wish it was, but it isn't that easy. You know, go ahead.
I recall us being nominated for recording secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Are we being vetted, or how is
the vetting is supposed to come through the Federation for Recording Secretaries? It's actually, I think, goes through Terry, right?
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea now.
You don't have it? I know. Nobody has any idea anyway. So anything with all the stuff that's been going on, because the Federation isn't being able to do the vetting and the stuff that we need, well, Robert's going to be our vetting, or he is our vetting lead, okay? And we're going through a process right now. We're going to get him vetted, or we're going to vet him. We're going to have another meeting. We're going to talk about this, but we're going to start the process because it's been too long, and we need him to start vetting people.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the last
name? Your,
what is your name?
How do you?
Lexus.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we're going to just pushing through to do it so he can start vetting people because. And I'm going to get the okay with Anna and all that to do this because nobody can give us a straight answer on who's vetting what. We're trying to, BKTF is supposed to bring up a vetting committee that's going to vet people too. But they're only going to be vetting top people, which would be like Robert or me or, you know, certain people. Yeah. But the people that are already in place right now, as far as me and Aaron and Tamara, I mean, Tamara still needs, I'm still working on hers too. Just like, it's just like, you know, Anna just says, you know, like, for a coordinator, you stand up and that's good enough for them. But you are supposed to be vetted and whatever. And, you know, we can't even get the clear check through the court, you know, through Terry Dunn. And, you know, this has been a bottleneck for every state, not just us. Okay. And we're working through it, and we'll get through it. It's just going to take us some time, you know, to do it.
I thought someone did a paperwork in, they had no coordinator in the place, and I got him Terry's number, and she's like, oh, yes, they need a coordinator. She's like, I'm ready to go. And then silence, nothing. Mm-hmm. Not getting back. I'm like, don't wait. They live in Delaware. It hasn't been coordinated for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we got someone step up and she's simple. I'm like, so it's tough.
The advantage of sharing information with everyone and trying to work with everyone, at least coordinators and recording secretaries, you know that my Federation recording secretary status disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
No explanation. So I was working on Jacob, someone from Hawaii, his paperwork. I'm driving by, got tired, woke up Saturday morning, and I had no access. So I still had two documents to load up on the MRO. Well, from one of your latest emails, I went through, found the coordinator on Hawaii, contacted her,
Melissa,
and she sent me the information from the recording secretary, so I'm sending her that paperwork, so she can load it in.
Right.
So, because there was a time we didn't...
There was nobody, no. Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, that was brought up to the PKTF or whatever, and went on some email frenzy about that, too, and it's not PKTFs or anybody else's in... you know, concern or information, we shouldn't be, you know, talking about all that stuff. It should be the recording secretaries talking about it and solving that problem. It shouldn't be put out there to the public. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, even Luis in PKTF says, can you take me off of this? Because I'm not, this is not for me. I shouldn't be on this list. You know, people talking about this, which is true. And there's a lot of us that shouldn't be doing that. So, we need to stand a deal, but anyway, Robert, we're going to try to hear soon. You're going to hear something, and we're going to get you paperwork and stuff to start, you know, vetting people that we need vetted. But we have to move forward.
Also, the thing I've been thinking about a little bit, because being recording seconds, I want to add this to our training and working with you guys on that, because we know everyone. And so, people are kind of just waiting
for us to get some direction. So whether that's having our understanding what the committees are, down to and even a very basic, so we can go to lead them, go here, go, because there's a stack of people waiting for the information. So I need to bridge that, and I brought that up ages ago, and then never throws it out the window.
But that's part of what the website's about, is to try to get, and Tamara is actually helping me on working on where we can send somebody to say, you know, once you sign up, you need to go here and read this, to get this information, or talk to, you know, the coordinator, whatever, and we'll walk them through it. But we're trying to make it as simple as possible to explain to them what it is that they just did and what they need to do, and if they want to help, what to do, you know, those kind of things. But there's no good information out there, like you're saying, that tells anybody what to do or where to help, or, you know, even if they can't help, you know what I'm saying? So we need to do that, you know, as coordinators and different people and the people in here, we need to build that together, you know, to actually have, a, you know, like a list of, you know, you can do this, you can do this, and explain it to them what, you know, even if somebody's thinking about doing it, why would you think about doing this? Why would it be an advantage for you to do this? We need to come up with those wording. I look at the current state, you know, website, you know, that Mark and them put up, and I read through it, and it doesn't really explain to me anything. It just tells you you need to do this and come back to the home. Okay, why? You know, so that's what my goal is to make these new websites more intuitive and more information on really, you know, down to the point. I don't want pages and pages of stuff, right? I want you to read maybe two or three paragraphs and understand what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and Tamara's talked about this several times, and I've been sending her information. What's on the website right now is, you know, it's like if you go to the website, you go under self-governing, correct your status. This information here, Tamara put it together. It's really good. I like it. It was down to the point. You know, I threw something up here just to have something, and I sent it to her, and she came back with this stuff. And, you know, this explains. You know, the screen that you see, that's it. That's all of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So when Craig was practicing his sermons, you know, you heard four people would do the kiss thing.
Right.
And so even if he was up at the pulpit, I will throwing the kiss, which means keep it simple, stupid. That's what you want to do.
Right.
You want anybody to be able to understand.
And that's basically what we're trying to do. So with all that said, we only have a few minutes, and we have to tear down here too. We got to put the chairs up and everything. So anyway, we need you guys, everybody involved. We need to, you know, like we said, this is stuff that we need to work on to get standing and to be able to get, you know, more people involved. And, you know, with that said too, is I do have a little bit of hope on the banking. The actual banking, GFG, asked us to get them people to help sign up people to GFG to get their accounts. Okay, they wanted 20 people. We gave them 14 people that will do it. Okay, and that's a sign of them getting ready. When they actually open up the bank, there's going to be a flood of people wanting accounts. And they're getting prepared for people to be able to help them get these people get the accounts done. Okay, so that's just, I'm trying to give you a little bit of hope here and there, or what we got, or what information I do get. But with them asking that, it's telling me that they're getting prepared to open up the accounts for everybody and waiting and then expecting the flood to come in. You know,
tomorrow.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know.
So 14 people that what?
Are actually going through training with GFG to actually help people sign up accounts. Okay? So we have been working, and, you know, as I said, our favorite people has actually been doing some good stuff. But, you know, the deal is we got to keep all that settled and keep moving this stuff that we're doing forward. And like I said, I'm going to do my best to get this thing stood up, but we got to get everybody involved in learning what it is we need to do and how to keep it once we do stand it.
I said one thing in the global I said yesterday. So anyone who, there's a glitch in the profile. If you click on the birth, born date, and the calendar doesn't come up. This is anyone new, okay? The calendar doesn't come up. If you type in your born date and put a letter, they will basically not be able to verify your birth date. It only reads numbers. So it has to go the number, like the month, the day, the year. If you put letters like June, whatever, it'll just delete it. And they go, I can't verify it, and they cancel your thing. So I've been looking forward all yesterday trying to work out. So just a heads up on that.
Do you have any last words tomorrow before we...
No, if there's anything else you want me to put on the website, if you have any, I want to change some of the pictures that have really, that represent Nevada. So if you have any cool pictures or anything, please send it to us so we can update and have our own pretty quick some Nevada on this, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just got whatever pictures I could put on there. So, you know, Adelis, I had to start somewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Right. So, and else, anybody else has anything? We're going to skip next weekend because it's 4th of July. Okay, so I'm going to give everybody a little break here. And we'll do another meeting. What is the best times? Because I want to do the meetings on weekends. It's just easier for everybody. Yeah, exactly. So is 3 o'clock okay for everybody or 5 o'clock? I mean, what time is...
It's 3 o'clock.
That's too early. Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to... Because the libraries are like book forever, and I got to go out and I'm going to start booking them in advance for out. And I'm going to do every other weekend is going to be an in-person, and the, you know, we'll go back to the way we were doing things as it was working, and no more during the week. It's just hard for everybody, even for me, because I'm working. I get off at 5, you know. No. There's not enough room for that. There was a lot of stuff that went on with that, and then we decided just done. It's gone. We actually, I think she got a bill for $85 for the final, whatever, but that's on that side. But no, the office is gone. Now, the address that you'll see on the website and everything is, I have a P.O. box that I have a real address for, and that's what I'm using for all the court papers and everything else. So if you want and you don't want that other P.O. box, just let it go. Just let it go. I have one that I've had for 20 years. So, and the deal is I can use, I have a physical address for it, so it's not like a P.O. box. So you don't say P.O. Box something. It's at 11 something Sunset in unit, which is the P.O. Box number. So that's what I'm using now. So instead of us keep paying or try to pay for two or more or whatever, let's let it go. You know, unless you want to keep it. But
no, because just like the Federation stuff, I had them mailed to my house.
Right.
It's just easier.
Right. And that's... If it's something that you guys personally need to deal with, that's better just to send it straight to you. But if anybody says, do you have a real address, then the address that's on the website, you know, let me pull it up. I think it's on the bottom there. I can read it. 1001 East Sunset Road, Unit 96963, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89199. So that's the address you would use. I go to it every week. So I've had that, like I said, that one for over 20 years. So it ain't going away, and it is a physical address, so it looks like we have an office. You know what I'm saying? Without buying an office. But anything else? Anybody? Anybody else? Anything?
Please. I just wanted to thank you for a very peaceful meeting today.
No, this is actually was a good meeting. We went over a lot of stuff, and I think all of us have what our focus is and where we're going. And the deal is my focus is standing up the state. Okay, so we got to get our four pillars. We got to get all that up and running. You know, we got to get our county up and running. I want, if anybody knows of any other counties that want their to do their website or want to help stand their counties up, I want to know. I want to help them. Because we need all the counties standing up, not just Clark. I want my county, Washoe County, Carson City. I want all of our counties standing up. So,
can you say other states do?
If other states, if they want what I've done here, whatever, I will help them, yes. We're part of the model county, Clark County is. And the model county, what it is it's one county in every state. And we're all working together to build up all the counties. Okay? So every state has a model county that is actually, that model county is helping all their counties in their state stand up. So we're working together as model counties for all of the information and stuff that we need to build up all the counties. Okay? We got to build up, we got to get our United States up and running. And, you know, as I said, I'm putting in the time to help make sure that we do that. And I just appreciate everybody else that puts in their time. You know, like I said, this is nothing, and this is personal. This is all about our goal. Okay. Is that it?
Yes.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yes. I'm
first adjourn. Yes. Anybody second it? Okay. Everybody, the meeting is now over. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.